Let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shot caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shot caller last. And who'd you get?
Because I was on time, I don't care if it's me. I don't think I should get it today.
Yes.
We were all on time. The paper.
Like, we are every day.
No, but I'm normally not.
You don't get rewarded because you do what everyone else does every day.
Well, I guess that makes sense. I got Jeff, wild card. Jeff, you can't pick me, man. I was on time today.
You know who hasn't been giving me enough eye contact this morning?
Uh-oh.
It's Jubal.
We just had a staring contest.
No.
All right.
You get it.
Okay, let me get the shot caller while I'm putting that on. Jeff, please read me the shot caller question of the day.
Recently, Google analyzed their search data and came out with a list of the most common health-related questions that people asked on their search engine last year.
Oh, interesting.
Wow.
From that, they found number 5 was, how long does the flu last?
Mm-hmm.
Number 4, how long does weed stay in your urine? Number 3, what is endometriosis?
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, what is ALS disease? But what was the number 1 health-related Google search from last year?
Oh, man, there's so many options.
God. Right, and those top questions were all over the board.
I know.
Yeah.
Like endometriosis.
I feel like the one thing that people always say when they search health things off the internet is, I have cancer,
mm-hmm.
right? Like,
yeah.
The internet told me I have cancer.
You think you're dying.
You search any sort of ailment and symptoms come up on WebMD, it always has cancer first.
So,
yeah. Always.
Maybe it's, do I have cancer?
That's not a bad question at all.
So the ALS probably came up because of the ice bucket challenge, right? Is that why people started being curious about it?
It raised awareness of what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Was there any other big awareness campaigns over
That's a great question.
That's what I was thinking about, too. Was there any kind of disease that everybody was talking about?
Or any other health craze that people were talking about, not just sicknesses.
Oh,
I feel like you're trying
point.
To lead me in the right direction.
Yeah.
I really shouldn't be doing this, but I'm trying to guide you somewhere.
Keto.
Yeah. Oh, keto.
Would that be considered a health thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Diet and nutrition is health.
Yeah, my uncle does keto. He cannot shut up about it.
Yeah, and a lot of people have been on the keto wagon.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say a generic question, but maybe now that what Jeffrey said, it might not be like people just saying, am I dying?
Those are not good Google questions, though. You can't just Google, do I have cancer? Am I dying? Google doesn't know.
I feel like people want Google to know.
Yeah.
It doesn't stop them.
Google,
from...
read my eyes.
I'm going to go with people Googling, what is the keto diet? I'm going to go with keto.
That's a strong answer.
Recently,
of course, because it's got all the protein.
Yeah.
Recently, Google came out with a list of the most common health-related questions people searched on their website last year. The top 5 included questions like, what's endometriosis and how long does weed stay in your urine? But you had to name the number 1 most frequently searched health-related question. Turns out a big part of staying healthy is eating right.
Uh-oh.
And last year, one particular diet got a lot of press and gained a lot of traction online. That's why millions of people were asking Google, what is the keto diet?
Yeah.
Jeff, you did it to yourself.
That was too good of a hint.
Tried to help, I know. All right. Well, I got it right. That means Jeff gets shocked. Here's a shock caller, and somebody wants to hear the thong song by Cisco.
Ooh, Jeff.
I'm glad you got this instead
song?
Of me.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Oh, jeez.
She had dumps like a truck. Thighs like what? Babe, move your butt. I think I'll sing it again. She had dumps like a truck. Thighs like what? All night long. Let me see that thong.
Ow!
Didn't want that to stop.
You can't breathe.
All right, we'll see you later. Today's show was produced by Steve Call of Duty Boyd and Jeff Call of Booty DeBoe. Have a good one. We'll see you later.